happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Thank you so much for being a part of the morning. Coming up next, our news update from ABC. It is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It is 68 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris securing support from enough delegates to become the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee and raising more than $100 million in the first day and a half since Joe Biden announced he was stepping aside. Today, she will campaign in the swing state of Milwaukee. As for Donald Trump,
he did start to take on Vice President Kamala Harris over the Biden administration's handling of immigration and the border. He also said that she was doing terribly in the polls. He did noticeably misspell the word polls in that post. The former president gets back out on the campaign trail tomorrow with a rally in North Carolina.
ABC's Rachel Scott talking about the former president's Truth Social post. The director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, is now the target of an impeachment effort as well as a subject of calls for resignation following the near assassination of former President Trump. A sheriff's deputy from Springfield, Illinois, charged with first-degree murder after shooting and killing a woman in her own home. He said she was threatening him with a pot of boiling water. This is ABC News. Around the world, they're having a Coke. Coca-Cola says its second quarter was stronger than expected, raking in revenues of almost $12.5 billion. That's up 3% compared to a year ago. $5 will get you lunch at McDonald's for a little bit longer. The fast food giant now saying it will extend its $5 value meal promotion until August.
We have seen several fast food chains, including Burger King, Starbucks, Taco Bell, and Wendy's, offer these $5 meals to try to entice customers frustrated with high prices. Overall, the cost of going out to eat has outpaced the cost of groceries every month so far this year.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. And it almost sounds like a horror movie, sharks on cocaine. But researchers are testing sharks in the waters off Brazil, found cocaine in the systems of every shark they caught, some with levels 100 times higher than previously reported. The study backing up worries that drug smuggling and drug dumping are affecting sea life. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80 degrees with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Spotty showers lingering tonight and a low of 60. Wednesday, a slight chance of a shower in the morning and a high of 77. Thursday, near 80 with sunshine. Lots of sunshine Friday and 83. And quite warm Saturday with a high of 86.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say, just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, You are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO and WRCE. On the first part of the show, we are talking about an upcoming breast cancer benefit. And in the studio with us today, Jennifer Britt. Carol Moon is in as well to talk about the upcoming benefit, which will be going on August 10th. And we're here to tell you a little bit more about it. But first of all, good morning to Jenny Britt. How are you, Jenny?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing real well. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Yes.
So let us talk a little bit about your cancer journey, if we could. When did it start for you?
Well, I started in September of last year, not feeling well. Had kind of a bloated belly and thought, okay, you know, let's cut coffee out for a while. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, no. I ended up going to the doctor. They run some tests, and we went from having, you know, stomach pains and bloating. She thought, well, let's do an upper GI and a colonoscopy. They gave me some pills to help with, like, heartburn, which I didn't really have, but in the sense it was supposed to help with the stomach as well. So we did a upper and lower GI in October, the first part of October, along with a iron infusion because my numbers were low for my hemoglobin. So they thought, well, let's do an iron infusion. We did that. And with the upper and lower GI, that was, I found a hiatal hernia, which was pushed up underneath my breastbone, which was pushing on my esophagus, which was allowing my breathing to be real, I guess you would say, kind of shallow, sharp, you know. Took a little bit to breathe, but the oxygen levels were fine. But they said, yeah, you were fine. You just have to work harder for your breathing. And so eating and drinking became really hard. I always tell people it's like shampooing your carpet. When you're pulling back the shampooer and the centerpiece comes up because the bucket's full of water and no more soap or, and how that comes up and shuts off, that's what it was like for me. So trying to drink a glass of water was really hard. And so we've ended up having lots of blood work done. My hemoglobin kept dropping. So women should be anywhere between 11.8 to I think it's 15 for a hemoglobin. Mine was 8, and it kept dropping. The 13th of October of last year, I had to go to Viroqua and have a lab work done to see where we were at. And I was at a 6.1 in Viroqua. I woke up that morning. My breathing was really, really bad that morning, so I'm like, after I'm done, I'm going to La Crosse to the urgent care. Chad took work off that day and took me to the doctor, which was a good thing. We spent 8.5 hours in the ER. I was on my way up there. We made it between Westby and Coon Valley, still on the ridge, when Gunderson called me and said, you need to get to the hospital. You need to get to urgent care, or ER. And I said, well, I'm going to go to urgent care. And she says, no, just bypass that and come right to the ER. So I got up there, and they asked, can I help you? And I said, yeah. I said, I was told I need to come to the ER. My hemoglobin's at a 6.1. And the lady looked at me and she says, I don't understand how you're walking and talking when you have less blood than anybody I know. Mm. I felt fine, other than my breathing.
Wow.
So we spent 8.5 hours in the ER. They took blood once I got up there, and it dropped to 5.8, which is stroke. Now you're talking stroke levels.
Right.
So we had CT scans, two blood transfusions that day, and still couldn't get it up past 8. And then after they did the CT scan, they're like, well, we're pretty sure you have cancer. And I said, well, I'm pretty sure you're nuts, because I was just here a year ago and I was cancer-free. So in the midst of that, with the CT scan, they seen that my abdomen had fluid in it. We weren't sure if it was blood or what, because I wasn't losing blood anywhere. It wasn't in the urine. It wasn't in my stools. I wasn't coughing it up. We don't know where my blood was going. So we had the belly drain, which is called a paracentesis. That was the first one I ever had, and that is where they go in and they numb your belly and make a little incision and stick a catheter in there and drain the fluid off your belly. They were draining 8 and 9 and 7 pounds of fluid off my belly. So the first one I had was the 13th of October, and then it was almost a month later I had the second one. Then it was a couple weeks, like 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks I was going, and then it was every week I had to go. And by the time we got done going to having, though, I've had 16 of them done. It's been 5 months for my last one, since my last one.
Which is a success, right?
Yes, yeah. Which means my cancer is an estrogen-feeding cancer. So my cancer is within the lining of my stomach, within the linings. So you have an inner and an outer lining. It is within there. I do have it in my bones. I have it in my hip, my right hip, and I have it in my spine, my lower spine. And I have it in the lymph nodes and, of course, both breasts. But I was in the end of October, we had a PET scan, which then revealed where it was all located at. First part of November, I had a mammogram with ultrasounds and biopsies. They did 4 spots of biopsies, both breast and underneath my arms, but altogether it was like 22 snippets that they took. So we had a lot of snippets that they took for biopsies. And it was towards the middle to the end of November when it come back that it was stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
So it took a while to determine where the cancer was then, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And they still aren't 100% sure, but they're pretty sure it originated from the left breast.
Okay.
So, but like I said, I've gone every year, and every year I've been fine. So up until I just wasn't feeling good. So
how life changes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So diagnosed at 51 of stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. Just had my birthday in March, so I'm 52, and feeling great. For most people that seen me from about October through at least the end of February-ish, somewhere in there, beginning of March, I was pretty much looked like death warmed over. People were like, you know, you were really gray, you didn't have much color. But yet I still felt pretty good. It's just I couldn't breathe and I couldn't eat a lot. Once the cancer was getting, I guess, less and less with the chemo, I take oral chemo, so I take chemo pills. Once it became less and less, they didn't have anything to feed off from. I was on a pill to knock my estrogen down too. So that became less and less and less. So the last paracentesis I had done was 3 pounds of fluid that they took off. But, you know, every week when I was having it done, it takes a toll on you.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
It does. But now I lost 80 pounds throughout it. I was kind of like a bag of bones.
It's a tough weight loss program, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's an awesome weight loss program, but not the right
not
way to
the
do
way
it.
You want to do it.
No. Oh. So, but I have gained some of that back, and everybody says, "Well, you look really good." I said, "Well, I feel great." I said, "I there for several months. I wasn't able to do anything. I did go to work. I still went to work. Strings was real, real good. You know, I mean, I'd go to work and I just can't do this. I'd be there for a few hours and I'd go home and put the heating pad on my back for a while. And if I could go back, then I went back to work for a while. So there was, last year was some rough days, but I still went to work and I still kept the, throughout this, I'm just keeping a positive attitude.
I think that's the best thing you can do, isn't it?
Yep, and that's what they say. Right now, I still have my doctors baffled because I absolutely have no pain. They're like, "You're just a model patient." You know, we're on our third different chemo now because it mutated the chemo or the estrogen pills I was taking. Obviously wasn't keeping everything at bay as far as producing estrogen. We did, however, have a PET scan in March, which showed no activity. And then in June, when we had one, we had four spots that showed active. That's where it mutated. So now I take a shot instead of the little pill to knock my estrogen down. I take a shot, which is called fulvestrant, which is a blocker. So anything that wants to produce estrogen gets blocked by that shot now.
You speak like somebody whose business is in the medical field. I mean, talk about what a learning experience this has been as well, right?
Yes, yes. I've just kept a positive attitude, and yeah, and the doctors just are in awe because it's like, they're like, "I feel like we're not doing anything for you." I said, "Well, obviously you are, because, you know, I'm doing pretty good, you know." It was to the point that I couldn't take the dogs out for potty breaks, you know. Had my daughter, my stepdaughter, every day before she went to work, she'd have to stop and let the dogs out because I couldn't do it. But I've been back to doing that now for a couple months now.
Yeah, and good for you.
Yep, I slept on the couch. Reclining couch for 8 months, and I'm finally back into bed over that one too. So that was hard. I couldn't sleep in bed, and yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a long journey, but I'm keeping good spirits about everything.
Yeah, you're here to tell about it,
and yep,
tell about an upcoming benefit that's going to be held on August 10th. Carol Moon is here as well. Carol, you're helping out with this. Glad to be helping out with Jenny.
Yes, definitely. I'm willing to help out. We've done some excellent donations. We have a lot of local businesses who have donated different items that'll be a part of either the bucket or the, you know, silent auction part of the benefit. I can name some of them.
Sure.
I probably will miss somebody. So, you know, I appreciate everybody's support. That's really been great. You know, like Wallace Cooper and Elliott, you know, Strings, Oakshade, TriStar Mulch has got something, the Philback Ford, Jones's, the Robin's Nest, the Cutting Edge, Creative Outlet. So we've had Creative Layers, TC Auto Parts, Vic Tesnick's Power Sports, TKO, O'Reilly's, the Richland Center Parks and Rec, WCCU, Jensen Castings is creating something, you know, for it, Wagner Auto Sales, Bindles, Richland Family, you know, Kelly's Coffee, Add a Touch, Subway, Quick Trip. So, you know, we are really pleased, besides some of the suppliers that Jenny's worked through, Strang's, have donated some larger items that'll be there for the silent auction, and she can share some of those because they are awesome items.
Yeah, great. Jenny, we're talking some major ticket things then, huh?
Yes. One of our suppliers, which is Lennox Industries, they actually donated a furnace, a 70,000 BTU furnace. That's one of them. Our Steel has donated a whole house humidifier that attaches to your ductwork at your furnace. I have Dakota Supply Group. They've donated a Hitachi mini split heat pump system. Strangs has donated a Traeger smoker grill. I'm not sure what else we're getting. You know, we're getting so many different ones. I have a couple of my vendors that haven't brought anything in yet, but are bringing something, so I don't know what those are yet. But yes, we are getting a lot. We've got a lot of bucket raffles. The Robin's Nest did one of their big outdoor whirly bird, you know, wind spinners. We're getting a lot of things, and it's going to be fun. I have people donating from Westby to DeSoto. That's my old stomping grounds. That's where I grew up, was along the river, DeSoto, Juneau area. So people there know me, so they're donating.
They're coming out of the hills, it sounds
like. They're coming out of the hills, out of the woodwork. Yep,
That's awesome, and what a great tribute to you. Can people then can just stop by and put their bid? Do they have to be present to win the bid, or how does it work?
Yes, they need to be present to win. You want to stop by, it's available from 1 to 6. We are going to, at 5 o'clock, close the silent auction. Gives everybody time to kind of go through, mark off those winners. Bucket raffles will end about 5:30. That way people can walk through and pick their ticket, and hopefully it's theirs, so they can just pick the product, and those they don't have to pay for. But yes, they need to be present to win.
Awesome. Carol, as you look at this, again, great support from the community. You just need people to bid on things, don't you?
Right. And there will be tickets available for sale, one for $1, six for $5, and 15.
12 for 10.
24
for 20.
Oh, 24 for 20. Yep. So they can, really drop their name and, phone number or... so to be able to win. We've also got individuals who have brought things, like Deb Pardoon has made some, garden art type. Pam Spees has made a teddy bear. So there's individuals who, have donated. Some people from our Friendship Quilters Guild. Amy Murphy has donated a table runner. Another one is Barb Peresca has done fabric carriers for Kleenex, box. So, even individuals, mm-hmm. who feel a need, who, like they say, they've known someone, they've supported, have been really, awesome. But yeah, we can't thank the businesses enough, for this,
Many times it is the practical items that people really, hey, I need that anyway. I'm going
right.
to make a bid on this.
Right.
Then.
I'll drop a ticket in, mm-hmm. the item, and, it'll be just, something else, a chance to take it home. And yet you're supporting, the cost. The chemo pills and everything, the cost is like astronomical.
Right.
And just the different tests that Jenny has to go through when we, go up there. The x-rays, the EKGs, the blood work. Anyone who's been in the hospital knows how much it adds up really fast. Insurance covers whatever, but never covers it all. Mm-hmm. Never covers it all.
Doesn't cover loss of work and things like that.
Correct.
Either.
Correct. The time it takes to travel, to
gas and
to Gunderson and the gas. Correct. That's another big expense that they incur.
Coming up August 10th, 1 to 6. We haven't even talked about the food yet. What kind of food are you going to have that day?
There'll be some ham sandwiches, turkey sandwiches,
macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad. There's also going to be a bake sale. My granddaughter is organizing a bake sale. So if anybody wants to donate a bake item that day, they can bring it, you know, Saturday up to the, you know, community center. We'll put it on the table. So some of that will be for sale. I think there's a couple other items that will be on the food.
There'll be some water. Yeah, bags of chips, you know, single bags of chips. And then one of the guys at work at Strings, Tim Tebert, his wife Shelley, is doing up what they call, like, it can either be like the calico bean or the cowboy bean, where it's got the different beans and the bacon and the hamburger and all that. So she's making up that. And then there will be just a small thing of just plain baked beans too. And I think we're doing a cheese tray.
Yep, a cheese tray. And it's a free will type donation. You know, it'll be there for the food. So it's basically, you know, finger type foods if you, you know, happen to spend the whole day because you're watching something that you bid on and you don't want somebody else to overbid you, you know, or you see another person walking there. So
sure.
Kind of gets it. It's like going to the Grace auction on Friday night. You know, you kind of make your bid and then you kind of keep an eye out. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll make another round and see if, you know, somebody's upped me by $5 or $10. So, you know, and that competition is always good. It's always good. And it's good for people to visit. Jenny will have a lot of relatives that'll be there that she hasn't seen probably for a while. And, you know, friends will stop in. So,
yeah, sounds like a really good day. And it does dovetail from Grace, because Grace is the night before on August 9th.
Yep.
And you'll be there on the 10th.
Yes.
So hope a lot of people will stick around, or maybe not stay all night, but come back the next day.
Camp out
or whatever. That's awesome. You know, Jenny, again, you've talked about your employer, Strang Heating Electric, but certainly they deserve a lot of praise for, you know, They've kind of helped you out a little bit too, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yep. I have, you know, like I said, up until at least February-ish, the end of February, beginning of March, it wasn't so much, I wasn't there a lot. It was like, okay, you know, there for a while. I had a lot of doctor's appointments, so those days I may not be at work because I doctor in La Crosse. I doctor at Gunderson in La Crosse, so... You know, it's a little bit of a trip to get up there, and then they have all these appointments that they have me doing. So by the time we get done and get back, and some days it was just like, yeah, I don't really feel like going in now, even if it was an early morning one. Sometimes it just took it out of you. But Strang's was always really good. Of course, they changed hands at the beginning of the year, you know, so I do have to put it out there that Barb was very, very excellent, you know, very supportive and was there to, you know, whatever you need, just let us know. You know, the guys, they've been really good. You know, they all know, hey, Jenny needs help, we gotta help her, you know. Wintertime, can't have it too warm in here, guys. You might have to be a little cold because I can't take the heat. You know, I needed to have some warmth but not be over warm. And same way now, you know, I got to have the coolness, but yet not too cool. You know, I mean, it's just, you have a hard time finding that happy medium. And that's all just because of the breathing.
I see.
So that's going to affect, like when I go outside, when it's really humid, it really, really affects me bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I get too warm, too overheated, I have to go somewhere, cool down.
You have to wash
your
yourself.
Breath. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sounds like a lot of dark days are behind you, and the positive days, and it's sounds like it's good. It's fun to get out of bed again then, right?
Yep. Like I said before, I was kind of stuck to the couch, and, you know, I have to give my boyfriend Chad kudos because he was stuck doing all the housework. He was, you know, the dogs and, I mean, literally everything. But we got through it, you know, so now I'm back to being able to do housework and, you know, doing the laundry and taking the dogs out, and it just feels good to be able to do it. Sometimes I do overdo it, and you know it, because it okay, you got to take a break for a while, you know. But overall, I'm just glad to be back, being able to do that type of stuff. I said I wasn't going to let it beat me to keep me on the couch, you know. For me to get up and walk 5 feet away, the breathing was just really bad. That's why it kept me on the couch. And throughout all of it, I just really tried to keep the positive attitude. And if anybody goes through it, you know you have to keep a positive attitude. There, you have to have a positive outcome. I think if you don't, that drags you down.
Mm-hmm. Don't you appreciate every day a little bit more now as well?
Yes, yes. I said I'm going to make a bucket list.
Yeah, there you go.
But it does not include getting on an airplane and going anywhere that way.
Okay.
We'll drive.
You're going to drive?
I've never been on an airplane, and I don't have any... I don't have any intentions of flying. If I can't drive, well, I guess I'm stuck.
Right.
You know.
You see the countryside better when you're
exactly.
driving. Right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Am I in a hurry to get somewhere? Nope. Just take my time.
Oh, that's awesome. Good to have those plans to look forward to, Jennifer. Jenny Britt and Carol Moon, our guests here on WRCO Radio. Anything either of you two would like to add about the upcoming benefit?
No, I think we pretty well touched, you know, it's going to be the afternoon of 1 to 6 from on August 10th at the community center. Lots of great items to come and either do the bucket list, you know, where you buy tickets, or, you know, you sign up for the silent auction. And like Jenny said, you know, by 5 o'clock we'll start, you know, getting the silent auction part. So if you come for a little while and you decide you're going to run back home because you've got to finish something, come back, you know, at 5 to see if your, you know, bid is still there.
Or a little bit before 5 if you want to
Sure.
You want to up it to...
Get under the wire. Yeah.
Get under the wire, you know, as far as, you know, that goes.
Would you still take more donations if somebody would like to help?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. We do have a few out there that are still, we haven't got yet that are, you know, are planning on doing. And that's... whether it's businesses or just people in general. I mean, like I said, we've got, I used to work for S&S Cycle, so I know people there. There's a couple there that are making up baskets. I had an ex-babysitter from that used to watch my kids, and my kids are 30 and 25 now, but when they were little, she made up baskets, and I've got those. I just got those the other day, and they're 3 wine baskets. So each one has a bottle of wine and glasses in each one. So, we just have a variety, you know. The Bailings, Lisa, Scott, Will, and Tanner donated 2 movie night baskets. So we have that. Just if anybody wants to, they can either get a hold of, if they see a flyer anywhere. There's Chad's names on the bottom and my daughter's name. You can always reach out to me as well. I work at Strang's. I'm there Monday through Friday. Hours are 8 to 5. I'm usually there until 4:30 every day. So if you need to, or if you know Carol Moon, give her a call or stop on by.
Indeed. Thanks for coming in. And it's a great tribute to you, Jenny, that people are, again, coming out of the woodwork to help you out here. So.
Yes, yes. And I appreciate everybody. Once we're all said and done, I already have my thank yous, and everybody will be getting a personal thank you that donated. So handwritten by me, so I can send all those out. I'll be busy for a while, but yeah.
Keep up the positive attitude.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yep.
Thank you, Phil, for having us here.
Yeah, no problem.
Really appreciate you getting the information out.
Good luck with the benefit. You bet. The breast cancer benefit for Jennifer Britt coming up on August 10th, 1 until 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. All kinds of food, silent auction, and bucket raffle. And again, for more details, you can call 608-604-0986 or 608-604-0213. Jennifer Britt and Carol Moon in our morning show studios today.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
On our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE, we switch gears a little bit. We're going to be talking about some movie stuff going on in Richland Center, Center Cinema Twins, and the Starlight 14 Drive-In with some big news. And joining me in the studio today, Brady Joyce, Trent Kleiss, and Santi Madison are all here to talk a little bit about what's going on. First of all, Brady, we'll start with you. We've had you on the air recently talking about some big movies this summer, but you have a big announcement today, don't you?
Yeah, we got some good movies coming up. We're really excited to show Deadpool and Wolverine this Thursday. It's going to be a special showing because I know that they've advertised it coming out this Friday. And we're super excited to show it just a day earlier than that. And we're just kind of trying to get as many people there as we can. We're super excited. We're going to open up both theaters for it. It's just going to be a really good time.
So you get it a day earlier than some, then, in other words.
Yeah, I know some other theaters are doing the same thing that we are, but we're super excited as a kind of smaller theater to have this opportunity to do that.
Yeah. And I think that's something, you know, that a lot of people think about the big cities, but to have, and you guys have been doing that all summer, you know, and basically all year, but you get the first run movies here in Richland Center the very first weekend they're out. That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. And we love it. I know the community loves it. We get a lot of people coming out. It's great. I love it.
Trent, why is this one, Deadpool and Wolverine, why is this, why is there a lot of hype around this one?
This has just been building for many years. I know the first X-Men came out in, I think, 2000 or around 2000-ish, and that had Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. And now in 2024, we have them coming back together on the big screen. You have Hugh Jackman reprising his role as Wolverine. He gets to wear the iconic comic book suit. And you have Deadpool, who, you know, he's had his own one-off movies. One, I think, was 2016, and those have both grossed over $700 million. And this movie's already on track to break so many records. In May, the pre-sales had already broke records for R-rated movies. It had already broke all those records. It's projected to gross $160 million first week at the box office. So it should be a big, big event. And we're excited.
Yeah, you should bring it in. Yeah, no doubt about it. So you're a fan then, in other words.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You know, what's refreshing to see is people your age liking movies, because there for a while, you know, and we went through COVID, everything was, you know, stay at home and stream. But I think it's really kind of come back, hasn't it, Brady, for people going to the show?
Yeah, it's absolutely come back. I know with Inside Out 2, people just came in droves every night that we had it. We were selling out our theater. We had a lot of families come in, and yeah, I know people are super excited to see it both in theater and when it comes out on streaming, but most importantly in the theater.
Despicable Me 4, how's that been doing?
Yeah, Despicable Me 4 has been doing great. We've had a lot of people come in, especially at the drive-in theater, Starlight 14. That's been doing very, very well for us.
Last summer, you know, it was all Oppenheimer and Barbie, or they called it Barbenheimer or something like that, and they combined them. Oh, so what is the movie of the summer of 2024, Trent? Any idea?
Inside Out, I think, was our best movie, mm-hmm. But Despicable Me obviously was another heavy hitter, and then Deadpool Wolverine closes out the summer, I think, on a great note. And that's actually, we're closing our final weekly showing of the Starlight will be Deadpool Wolverine and Inside Out 2. So we have a pretty good last weekend for it, but that'll be later in August. So, but I think those three movies honestly are pretty good. You know, you got some good family movies, and then you got Deadpool Wolverine is just a big classic, or not a classic, but you bring a wide fan group together with that movie.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. So the last projected weekend is the end of August, but I know Tony likes to keep it open. I don't think the outdoor ever closes, does it, officially?
No, never closes. We're always open. I know the last weekly weekend we have is August 31st, or 30th and 31st, and that'll be Inside Out 2 and Deadpool. And then we have some showings in September. We have a couple in October, and then one in November, one in December as of now. So we're looking forward to those as well, and just kind of keeping it active, keeping people coming in, and we're excited to see just how the year shapes out.
Such a unique business. We're so fortunate to have it here in our community. I know, Brady, you've been pairing some classic movies with the new movies, and how has that been going?
Yeah, I think it's been going very great. I've been loving it because these are some of my favorite movies that we've been showing, like Back to the Future and E.T. and Jaws. I know the community's been loving it. We also have our classic Sundays throughout this summer, and people have been loving that. We have we had the long, long trailer with Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz this past week. I know people love that. We have Grease coming up. That one's going to be a pretty big one. And then later on in August, we have the movie Stripes. That is Bill Murray. That one's going to be a pretty big one, too.
Grease, I know that's the musical that's going to be put on at Richland Center High School this year, so people can get fired up, go to the movies on Sunday and see that.
Exactly, and yep.
Get ready for the fall. So
study up a little bit.
Study up a little bit.
If you haven't seen it before.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the cool thing about it, because those movies were all made before you guys were born, and kind of introducing them to a new generation, that's pretty cool, isn't it, Trent?
Oh, of course. I never got around to watching like Footloose and Grease, and I got a lot of flack for that from a lot of people. And once I finally got around to watching them, I realized why I was getting so much hate for not seeing them. You know, Grease is one of my, you know, the soundtrack, the movie, it's just a classic now. And I understand the hype behind that. And same with Footloose, the soundtrack, the acting, just all put together. And you know, it's not the flashiest movie, especially for younger generations. We like the big superhero movies or the big action movies, but they are good watches. They're memorable, and I thoroughly enjoyed watching all of these classic movies. And I need to get around to seeing some of them as well. They've opened my eyes to some of the movies we brought in. I've seen bits and pieces while at the theater, and it makes me realize I've missed out on some movies as well. So,
what a cool job you have, isn't that? It's got to be fun to work there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a blast. The group we have is fun. The outdoors always a good time. Just bringing in, you know, seeing people from all over. We have people from Madison, Viroqua, people from other states coming in, and it's cool to just see everyone come together and enjoy cinema and enjoy some good food and some company, and it's fun. I've been there for 4 years, and I don't regret any of it. So,
how long have you worked there, Brady?
I've worked there for just over a year, so almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. I started December 2022, but I've gotten to meet a lot of people and had just so many great experiences working there.
They even had a wedding there last year, didn't they, at the outdoor?
Yeah, we had a wedding. We showed the movie. We catered the whole thing. Christie's came in with some drinks and some nice baked goods, and it was a good time. They had some RVs come in, and we just hung out with them all, and it was a good time.
Yeah, and they showed, what movie did they show for their wedding? I forget.
The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, there you go. Yeah, that's awesome.
It was a good opportunity, and, you know, there's so many different ways you can use the theater, and, you know, we've had the angler fly fishing event, obviously, we had this year, and we've had concerts there in the past, so it's just a venue for a lot of different opportunities.
Thinking outside the box a little bit, you know, we noticed that they've had a little bit of everything, even dance recitals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, no doubt. Sandy Madison is in the studio with us as well. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
And you just freshly started.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, wow.
So I don't know much.
Well, I beg to differ.
I just know a lot of excitement.
Sure.
There's a lot of excitement. These guys are wonderful. And yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
So what is your title then?
Administrative assistant.
Okay.
Just helping Tony, helping these two, doing whatever they need me to do.
Uh-huh. So, movies, have you always been a fan of movies?
Yeah, I have.
So,
especially, in fact, last week we showed the grandkids, we watched Field of Dreams, and we went to Dyersville on Saturday. So that's one of my favorites.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Oh, that's a classic movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Not only a classic baseball movie, but...
I couldn't believe how packed the place was.
Oh, really? Okay.
Still, they had, like, Ghost Day, and so they were actually out on the field playing. So that movie I like a lot.
Awesome. So that would be in your top five then?
Yeah, top five.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest are kind of like girly movies like Cinderella, the original with, you know, Roger and Hammerstein movie that used to be on TV every year.
They'd
with Wizard of Oz.
Every year, yes.
Every year you'd run over and shut that TV off when the witch came out on the Wizard of Oz. And then Mamma Mia. I really like both of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
My top five, I guess.
1990, Pretty Woman.
Yep.
Julia Roberts and Richard Gere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of them the grandkids aren't old enough to watch yet.
Probably not.
Not that one.
Or as my grandkids would say, a kissy movie, you know, so probably wouldn't like that
right.
one as well.
Yeah.
But great. So you're looking forward to some other things coming up here down the road at the outdoor in the Center Center of Twins?
Yeah, we're going to have Wallace Cooper and Elliot Night at the Starlight on Saturday. 9:21, plus there's going to be a UTV night coming up at the outdoor at 8:24 mm-hmm. and 8:17, right? You're going to play Twisters, so that'll be good. At Christmas time, they're planning Santa Claus coming again and doing some work with the pumpkin contest. A lot going on.
They tie in well with a lot of community events, don't they?
In a day, I'm learning a lot that's going on.
Well, Tony's not going to play the game Twister, though.
He might.
Well, he might.
Maybe if he can get you to play it with him.
Well, I'm not going to do that. Watch. The movie Twister, though, it's getting pretty good reviews, isn't it, Brady?
Yeah, everything that I've seen about it has just been raving about it. It has like Glenn Powell in it, who I know is up and coming. He's been in a lot of different, like really big movies. It's not going to be the same as the Twister movie from way back when. This is Twisters, so it's kind of has the same premise, but a little more, there are higher stakes involved, it seems like.
Okay. Yeah, and I heard Bill Pullman, the late Bill Pullman's son, is in this movie. Maybe a cameo or something like that, I heard.
Something like that, yeah. I heard that same thing.
Because he was in the first movie, yep. And then his son is in this one, so that's pretty cool. And I've heard rave reviews. You know, you can always wonder about a sequel, like, oh, okay, maybe it's going to be a little bit cheesy or campy, but I've heard pretty good things. Have you, Trent?
Oh, yeah. I know one of my friends went and saw it this past weekend, and he enjoyed it, and everything I've seen about it has been good, and like Brady said, Glenn Powell is one of the, I'd say, probably premier up-and-coming actors. I mean, he was in Anyone But You, and that movie did pretty well. He was in Top Gun Maverick a few years ago, and he's starting to get his name out there and get a lot bigger roles, which he's proving himself very well, I think, and this is another one that he's adding to his repertoire. So,
you fellows have a trivia question, I understand. Maybe we'll take a break and come back and ask that, but people can win this morning, is that right?
Yeah, so this time we have a Deadpool and Wolverine poster that we'd love to give away for the winner of our trivia.
Is Bo Hendricks is not he's not eligible for this, is he, or not?
I don't know. If he gets it right, if he gets it right, we'd absolutely give it to him.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with that when the morning show continues. We're talking movies on the second part of the morning show today.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30. Nutrition Enterprises is excited to announce the re-grand opening of our store at 24530 Hope Lane in Richland Center, Wisconsin, just 1 mile north of the fairgrounds. Nancy and Emmanuel Lunk enjoyed serving the Tri-County area since 1969. After Emmanuel's recent passing, Nancy wants to fulfill his wish for the store to continue serving the community with top-notch nutrition and healthy home products. At Nutrition Enterprises, receive personalized service with the help of a registered nurse and explore our complete line of delicious Shackley products and standard process supplements. Store hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We welcome you to join us for the grand reopening on July 25th and 26th. Stop by and see us or call or text 647-6374 or 647-2175 and place your order. Let us help you feel your best. Nutrition Enterprises, your one-stop shop for health. We look forward to seeing you.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
On the final part of the morning show today, we have trivia, and Brady Joyce is back to give us a trivia question to see if anybody out there in Radio Land knows this. So go ahead, Brady.
So Hugh Jackman in Deadpool and Wolverine plays Wolverine. So this is going to be a Hugh Jackman question.
Oh,
all right. Upon meeting Hugh Jackman in 2001, which actress was surprised to learn that Jackman had a poster of her under his desk in elementary school, which he kissed every day?
608-647-4155. Maybe we can help people out, too, by saying actress, singer.
Yep.
That might help as well. So 608-647-4155, and the winning answer wins. Bo Hendricks will be answering the phone here today. So don't rush, don't crowd. I think it's fairly easy. I remember hearing about it when it first happened. So Brady Joyce and Trent Kleiss, we've not asked you guys about your top five movie picks. Trent, go ahead. What do you think they would be?
I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I put two Star Wars movies up here, but I really like Revenge of the Sith. I don't think it's the best, but for me, I really like that movie. And then Empire Strikes Back is just a classic. You know, it has one of the best, if not the best, you know, twists in all of movies. I wish I could have seen it in theaters, you know, and got the audience reaction when it happened. But growing up watching those movies with my mom and my family and just getting in the Star Wars culture has been a big part of my life. So I had to put those two up there. I also have Interstellar. The movie's great. The soundtrack's great. It brings a lot in and just really makes you think. And they even got like high-level physics research papers out of that movie. So I think that movie has to be up there. And then along with that, Spider-Man No Way Home and The Prestige. Those are, I think, what I'd put in my top five.
Ah, okay. The Prestige.
It's got Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale, Scarlett Johansson, Michael Caine. It's a good movie. It's another twist. It's, I can't think of the actor, or the director. He also directs Interstellar. Christopher Nolan. It's a Christopher Nolan movie, so those are always really well done. And it's one of its, I think it's earlier 2000s, but I think 2006. But it's, when I watched it, it blew my mind, so I had to throw it up there.
Awesome. What about you, Brady?
Yeah, my list has a little bit of overlap with Trent's. So I have Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back on there. It's just a classic movie. I just watched Interstellar last night, and it's already made my top five. Trent's been urging me to watch it just because he loved it so much, but it's absolutely a good movie if anybody wants to see it. I also have The Shawshank Redemption on there.
Ooh.
That's it's just a beautiful movie, and I love it, and I think it's wonderful. La La Land also made it on there. It's a great movie. And then Whiplash would be on my top five as well.
Those are good. You got a little bit of old, a little bit of new on that list.
Yeah. I think it's all really good. I like to watch a lot of movies. I have a couple honorable mentions, like Back to the Future and The Princess Bride, which didn't quite make the top five. All of these movies, if you put them in front of me, I'll sit down and watch them.
Oh, those are good ones, no doubt about it. Well, let's say congratulations today to Mike Ferguson, who knew the right answer. Again, give us the question and give us the answer, Brady.
Yeah, upon meeting Hugh Jackman in 2001, which actress/singer was surprised to learn that Jackman had a poster of her under his desk in elementary school, which he kissed every day? And that was Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, boy.
John Travolta and Hugh Jackman were filming the movie Swordfish, I believe, in 2001. John Travolta introduced Hugh Jackman to Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember that poster, too. I didn't kiss it every morning, but I remember I remember it really well. Congratulations to Mike. And what does Mike win, Brady?
Mike wins a Deadpool and Wolverine poster.
Ooh, all right. Sounds good. So he can pick that up here at the radio studios then. So, Sandy, it's kind of fun to see and hear the enthusiasm of these two fellows over here, isn't it?
It sure is. And Tony, too.
Tony's
all excited.
Yeah.
You know, he's got great visions for the place. And, yep. It's awesome.
They love their movies, that's for sure.
They love their movies. And just the theater and the outdoor itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the community.
I was surprised, but I didn't hear any Hallmark movies over here.
No, and I didn't have any either.
Well, maybe next time.
Maybe next
time. No doubt about it. But keep us posted. I know there are a lot of fun events. And if somebody, Sandy, is out there that would like to, maybe they're thinking outside the box, they'd like to rent out the Starlight for something.
Yeah.
They should talk to you?
Yep. They can talk to me.
Great deal.
Yep.
good deal. Well, congratulations on the new post and one day on the job. So
one day on the job.
And you got thrown on the radio the second day.
Yeah.
All right. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in. You bet. Talking about the Starlight 14 and the Center Cinema Twins, unique businesses in Richland Center. Brady Joyce, Trent Kleiss, and Sandy Madison on this portion of the morning show.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available.